Okay, good morning and welcome to the Senate Committee on Environment and Natural Resources. And we are here this morning mainly to adopt rules and to do introductions. I'm State Senator Jackie Dingfelder. I'm honored to be chairing this committee again this session, and I'm serving my 10th year in the Oregon Legislature. I represent a district in Northeast and Southeast Portland, and I'm also very excited to have two new members of the Senate joining our committee. First, I'd like to introduce my committee staff, Beth Petrino, who's been with this body for how many years, Beth?
Oh, gosh, off and on. I don't know. A long time.
We are fortunate to have just very seasoned staff, I'll say that in a kind way, but certainly because we have a lot of work ahead of us, and we are only as good as our staff, as we know. And we also very appreciate our committee assistant. Are you going to be serving with us, the entire committee? Okay.
No, just today.
Just today. Mm-hmm. Well, thank you. With that, I'm going to ask our committee members to introduce themselves. Unfortunately, Senator Haas couldn't be here today, so we'll make him do it on February 1st when we reconvene. I'll start with our also seasoned member of the legislature, Senator Floyd Przanski.
Oh, thank you. It must be the gray hair. First of all, our special guest appearance is Anola from Judiciary that's actually helping us out today.
I thought maybe we had, you know, won the lottery and gotten Anola over here.
No way. She is going to be continuing serving in Judiciary. And welcome. Thank you for having me back on the committee. This is starting my 15th year in the legislature. Seven in the House and just completing seven in the Senate. And my assignments include not only serving on this committee, but chair of Judiciary, and that's how I knew Anola was only a special guest appearance because she will be back with us.
Because we'll see her in a few minutes after this one.
That's correct. Yeah. And my other assignment that I'll be doing this year will be with the redistricting that we need to do. And my district is District 4, includes parts of Lane and Douglas counties.
Excellent. And I want to welcome our two new members of the Senate committee, and very pleased that both my vice chair and our new member from Hood River is able to join us. And I'm going to let each of them introduce themselves and tell a little bit about yourself, and then we'll get on to business.
My name is Senator Alan Olson. I represent Senate District 20. It's a pleasure and a privilege to be on this committee with these fine folks. I'm excited to do this. This is a dream of mine. I'm a general contractor by trade, but the Senate is my new digs, if you will. It's a pleasure to be here once again, and thank you for the staff for all the work you're going to do, and we look forward to working well in the future.
Great. Thank you. Senator Thompson.
Good morning. My name is Chuck Thompson from Hood River. This is my first committee meeting, so I'm really new at this. I've been a county commissioner for 16 years, so I'm kind of used to being in a setting with five people making decisions. So this is a little bit new to me, though. My district is Rick Metzger's old seat, Hood River, Sandy, Welch's, Damascus, Boring, Happy Valley, Estacada areas, Welch's, the Mount Hood area. My history, my job, I'm a pear farmer, pear grower up in Hood River. My dad's a cattle rancher back in Wyoming, so this was a natural fit for me. I want to get them to change the name to Environment, Natural Resources, and Ag. So, because I tell everybody I'm on the Ag Committee, but that's not what the heading is here, so I'll work on them on that. Well, nice, and I'm really, I'm like Alan, this is kind of a, this is a natural committee for me to be on. I'm really excited to get to work.
Great. Well, it's great to have you all here. And I did tell Senator Thompson that he can call the committee whatever he wants. However, the official name is Senate Environment and Natural Resources. But, of course, natural resources encompass many, many things, including agriculture. And we will be working on a lot of agricultural issues. So we appreciate the expertise that both of you are going to be bringing, coming from rural districts or primarily rural districts, and certainly we'll be working on a wide range of issues. We probably have one of the broader scopes of any committee because we do everything from land use to forestry to agriculture to water rights, and so you will be, I can guarantee you one thing, you will be busy, and or two things, you'll be busy and you'll be learning a lot. So I'm really pleased. With that,
Madam Chair.
Yes.
I think one thing, since our two members actually talked about their day jobs, maybe we should
also. That's true. So, since we are part-time legislators, why don't you?
Day job is as a prosecutor serving in municipal courts in Lane County. Eugene and Florence are my primary contractors.
And my day job is a consultant. However, I have worked in the environmental field for 25 years, and one of my first jobs in Oregon was serving as one of the first watershed coordinators. And there's some people in the audience that I worked with that way before I was a legislator, when I was the watershed coordinator in the Tualatin Basin, had the opportunity to work on the ground with landowners, with timber growers, with farmers. It was a great experience. So I worked on watershed restoration for about 8 years before going on to back into private sector doing consulting, where I've been helping clients, both public and private sector clients, figure out how to solve their environmental problems. And so I've been doing that for many years. So I'm very familiar with permitting process, with a lot of the regulations and statutes that we deal with, and have had the opportunity to apply those every day in a practical setting. So it's certainly helpful. So again, I'm really honored to be here with all these fine gentlemen. And with that, I will accept a motion from my vice chair. I think this is going to be his first motion, so we'll see how he does.
Chair Dingfelder, I move to adopt the proposed committee rules dated January 12, 2011.
Senator Olson moves to adopt the proposed committee rules dated January 12, 2011. Is there any discussion?
Madam Chair.
Senator?
I just want to confirm these rules that we have are the standard rules that each committee will be operating under. There's nothing, let's say, any modifications to the general rules that the Senate committees operate under?
Correct. And these are the same rules that were adopted last session as well. Mm-hmm. Okay. Is there any questions? I should ask if the, well, we have our committee staff here, if our new folks have any questions about the rules. And you certainly, if there's anything that comes up, you can visit with us. Senator Thompson, did you have a question?
Yeah, I do have a question.
Sure.
The only thing I see different from the 2009 session 11 is... the correction of clerical errors part, number 19, is omitted?
It's on there, but it looks like...
just in a different place.
The numbering that Senator Thompson has
shows 19. Oh, there's a number missing on that one.
Right. They skipped a number in the 2009.
The 2009, they missed, skipped
they missed a number.
So they corrected their clerical error.
Exactly.
Good
catch. Yes, good catch. Okay, we can tell who's going to be the eyes of the committee here. Any other questions about the substance of the rules? Okay. All right. With that, no further discussion. Is there any objections to adoption of the committee rules? Okay. Seeing none, the motion passes. The rules are adopted. And with that, gentlemen, we adjourn our first official meeting. We will reconvene on February 1st at 3 p.m. 3 p.m. I'm not sure if we'll be in the same room, but
well.
Okay.
Yes, right here.
And I'm sure that you know that if you aren't already subscribed to receiving our agendas, that they are delivered electronically, and you can certainly print those up. But now that we're going paperless, you will get those electronically and won't get a hard copy anymore delivered to your office. So check the agendas, and we'll be posting that, hopefully, well, certainly within a timely manner to meet our rules, but we will try to get it out earlier if we can, as soon as we know which bills we'll be hearing that first week. So with that, we are adjourned.
Are all our meetings this quick?
Yeah.